Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Friday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I am your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as I broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship stations to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and the satellite. Now, a special shout-out goes out, as always, to our active-duty military, our veterans, our EMS, our firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those keeping us free and safe. Now, to everybody working on the Third Watch, thanks for keeping America rolling along. That goes for the over-the-road 18-wheel truck drivers and men and women, coast-to-coast, border-to-border, as well as the FedEx and the UPS and the bulk mail haulers hauling the mail and the packages and all that good stuff right to your dooryard. And let's not forget about the suicide jockeys hauling the gasoline, the diesel, and the jet fuel, too, around the countryside. And then, of course, we got our Amazon warehouse drivers, that are not only sorting the stuff in the warehouse, but then loading it on a truck and bringing it to your dooryard, whatever it is you ordered from them and others. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe. We're also on Gab. We're also on Parler. We're also on Getter. We're on Truth Social. And we're on Twitter as well as Captain's America. That's Captain's America, all lowercase. Put an S in there in between Captain and America, and you got it. And our website is simply thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That would be thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. And go over there. You can hear us streaming there right now. If you can't hear us anywhere else, you can hear us on the website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. And, of course, we stream during the daytime after the show's off the air. You hear this current show broadcast until the next new one comes on, and our podcasts are over there, and we've got all the different connections and hookups and links to get you to all different places along the radio network as well. So there you go. Okay, joining us from California, out there in the land of milk, honey, fruit, nuts, and, oh, yeah, Nancy Pelosi, we've got none other than Kyle Warren, the professor of politics.
All right, thank you, Captain. Good morning to everybody.
Those aren't the fruits and those aren't the nuts. Those are the people out there on the porch where it's 68 degrees right now, and they're enjoying the weather. They're enjoying the weather.
That's good.
All right. Are you ready to say the pledge, my friend?
I sure am.
Here we go. I pledge allegiance
to the flag
of the United States of America.
Of the United States of America.
And to the Republic for which it stands.
And to the Republic for which it stands.
One nation under God.
One nation under God.
Indivisible with liberty and justice for all.
Indivisible with liberty and justice for all.
And of course we emphasize the two words, under God, because we were formed as a Judeo-Christian nation. Well, I'm going to take a little shot at the telephone line here because I know who it is. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
All right. We got Mike in Clearwater. Okay, go for it.
Good morning, Captain. Good morning, Kyle. So President Biden, I didn't think that he would actually stoop this low, but he had the gall and the nerve to say to these people that if you vote for the Republicans, they're going to take away your Medicare and your Social Security.
Been hearing it for a year.
Right. And it's crazy, Captain, because, well, if you really want to be honest, Social Security kind of is a Ponzi scheme, because the folks that are working now are paying for the people that are drawing now. That's not money that's being set aside for your benefit. You're paying for the people that are receiving the benefits now. So my question to Kyle, you know, they've been kicking this can down the road. I can remember 20 years ago them talking about, oh, it's going to go broke in about 30-something years if we don't do anything. Nobody did anything. So how do we fix this? Because if we go by what they say, and it truly is paying out, you know, getting to a point where it's paying out more than what it's taking in, obviously that's not sustainable. And no politician's going to touch it, because that's political suicide. So what do you have to say, Kyle? Thank you so much.
Okay, go ahead, Kyle, and then I'll chime in.
No. Well, thanks, Mike. You know, you're right. They have been saying for a long time it's gonna tear itself apart at some point. But I'll tell you this. I think you'd hear from the administration, number one, that there's all these jobs. All these jobs are happening. So they would probably try to assuage your fear on that. But that being said, that would just be a political snow job. I don't think we're going to see Social Security be viable for a period of time to come here. I do think that the government, though, at least the Democrat Party elite, I should say, really wants to find a way to really create the welfare state so that you are really dependent on the government. But whether or not we're going to see Social Security in the present form in 20 years from now, I think a lot of people would think it's not going to be there for them. That's why they're trying to plan for retirement as best they can on their own.
Many people who collect Social Security are also working, and they're making a second income, which you can do. And if you make enough money, you have to be willing to pay the income tax on it, which you can do. Many people are doing that, and nobody's talking about them because, yes, they are working, and, yes, they are paying for Social Security for not only themselves but someone else along the line. And I see more and more and more and more and more of them every day at the grocery stores, at the department stores, at the tire repair facilities, at the car repair facilities, in the McDonald's and the Burger Kings and the Chick-fil-A's. I see them all the time, and so do you.
Well, you know something too, Captain, is that back when Social Security was first implemented, the life expectancy of the average American was lower.
That's right.
Why they put it at 65 years of age.
Yep, 55 to 60 was where it was at. But here's the other thing, as we go to break, I'm going to put you on hold there, Kyle. The other thing is it was never designed to be a retirement program. That was not the purpose of Social Security, and still isn't the purpose. We'll be right back.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Do you ever get the feeling that the world is being held together with duct tape? Every day we're thrown some new meaningless drama in the fake news to distract us from the reality we're all about to face. Between the government trying to print their way out of debt, military conflicts, the disintegration of our most trusted institutions, and a looming food shortage, preparedness is no longer a choice. It's a necessity. You can trust My Patriot Supply. Our emergency food kits come packed with tasty meals, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit for each person in your family. Self-reliance is the only alternative to government food lines. Time is running out. Become ungovernable. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and save on dozens of different emergency food kits while you can. These kits are in stock, ship fast, and arrive in unmarked boxes for your privacy. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com before the next crisis strikes. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs? Truck drivers? Law enforcement? And many other hard-working people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
This is Kyle Warren, and you're listening to the fastest-growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America, Third Watch, with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us now at 1-877-969-8600. Take it away, Captain.
All right. Thank you very much, Kyle. I appreciate that. And by the way, folks, I've never been more proud of being a representative for a company, and Kyle, too, because Kyle's right there with me on this one, Relief Factor. The product put out by the father and son team, the combination of Pete and Seth Talbot. I got a great letter yesterday, and it was a letter of a combination of comments that were made about the way that we represent the product and the way we talk about my particular use of it and why I got involved well over 9 years ago. And Mike Lindell, listen to me, sorry. Pete, the father, sent me the letter and thought that we should know, and Kyle has not heard about this until right now. So I'm going to bring Kyle into this. So the people that are buying the product, or the people that are buying the product, Kyle, are really appreciating the fact that what we tell them is exactly the way it is. We don't make up a story. We don't dream along, because I'm the one that takes the product on a regular basis and has for the last 9 years. And simply put, it works.
That's true. And, Captain, we get so many testimonials and great stories from people who are – their lives are changed around because they start taking Relief Factor.
Yep. Now, it's $19.95 for the three-week quick start, folks. You get it by going over to the website, relieffactor.com/captain. That's relieffactor.com/captain. One more time, relieffactor.com/captain. $19.95, the three-week quick start. You'll see other things on there as well, health supplement items that you can take. I take their vitamin D3, I take their B12, and I take their vitamin C. All of it is extremely potent, and the doctor has taken a look at what I take and says, "Hey, that's good stuff. Good price. Take it." So I do, and I am. So relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain. Because as Kyle likes to say,
all you have to lose is pain.
Amen to that, and it couldn't be more truthful. Okay, we're going to go back to the phone line here. Let's see who we got here. Okay, I know who this is, too. All right, Backgammon Bob, what's on your mind?
Yes, sir, Captain. I just saw on the Internet where a law of the descendants of a donor is demanding that a law school, which is University of Richmond, repay back $3.6 billion after woke activists stripped the school name from it.
That's right.
And this has been going, they've been donating since a long, long time ago. I can't remember exactly how long.
Well, it's years.
They say the school might not even exist if it hadn't been for all those donations. And anyway, just wanted to get the professor's take on that.
All right. Well, we will do that. So thank you very much for the call. And Kyle, he's talking about the lead story right now on Fox News. Rewriting History is the title. It says, donor's descendant demands law school pay back $3.6 billion after woke activists stripped the name of the college from their registrar, from their anything to do with them.
Well, that's right. This is coming from Virginia lawyer Robert C. Smith. He's the great-great-grandson of T.C. Williams, who was behind the University of Richmond's T.C. Williams School of Law. And you're right, it's a lead story there on FoxNews.com right now. And evidently, Captain, I mean, generally speaking, the whole idea of stripping the names and tearing down the statues and this kind of thing, I think is a power play by certain groups who believe that by doing so they're going to gain more political power. I don't know that it's really altruistic and so forth, but it's a way of making sure that there's a sort of a new compliance a person in town who's going to tell you this is what you can say, these are the words you can use, these are the names you can use, and so on and so forth.
Now, I need to get back into the hazardous material mode with the folks in Ohio and the folks downstream of where all this is taking place. Yesterday, we had a United States Senator from West Virginia, Joe Manchin, chime in and just rip, and I mean rip, Joe Biden from one end to the other about his response from his people to the incident in East Palestine over there in Ohio. And it wasn't good.
No, it wasn't good. In fact, the senator was talking about the idea of why did it take 2 weeks, basically, to get government representatives or administration representatives, the EPA, for example. But also, we haven't heard anything, or at least as he's talking about, from Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg. He hasn't provided a picture of what happened, the damage, and also hasn't told us what are they doing, the Transportation Department, that is, to make sure that this kind of thing doesn't happen again. You know, Captain, perhaps somebody can call in and tell us, but I don't think anybody knows why this derailed or what exactly the circumstances were. We don't want, and Tranger, by the way, they're moving through there now at an even faster clip, we understand. I heard a resident being interviewed earlier today saying they've got more trains coming through on one after the other. We don't want the same thing to happen again.
Well, they also showed a picture of that exact train that had gone through 2 days before to pick up its cargo. And I don't know if you noticed or paid attention to what was going on, but it wasn't moving real fast, but it was moving fast enough to where every time they hit the brakes, you had sparks flying everywhere off the brakes.
Right. So what is that a factor of in this case? But also, Captain, there's been a lot of sabotage of rail systems that a lot of times we're not hearing about, generally speaking.
We can't go there with any authority because we have no proof whatsoever that there's any of that involved in this. But it doesn't take much to derail a train if you really want to derail one.
Well, that's right. Yeah, not particularly in this particular instance, but generally you have more and more of these incidents where people have tried to sabotage the railways. So we don't know. You're exactly right. We don't know exactly what happened. That's my point exactly. We don't know what happened. And where is Mayor Pete on this whole thing? You know, if he wants to go around and talk about racist roads and all this other kind of stuff, which is nearly their political agenda, why not do something practical? Because this affects everybody. And, Captain, as we get further and further into this subject, as what we see heading downstream, literally downstream, and this is what Joe Manchin is worried about as well,
And, you know, nobody is addressing this, at least at the federal level, to any kind of satisfactory result.
No, they're not. And this is going to be an issue, and it needs to be addressed like right now, because what are they going to do? Dam the river up? Because everywhere this goes downriver, your people that are anywhere near the water are going to have to be wearing respirators or masks. They're going to have eye protection because it's going to burn their eyes. It's going to burn their nostrils. It's going to burn their throat. That's what this stuff does. And even though it's going to dilute itself a little bit more, the more water it runs through, it's still going to be to the point to where it'll make you very, very sick, and it will still kill the pets.
It will. And as I mentioned, I heard a resident of the area being interviewed earlier today. They had a wonderful perspective on this, Captain, and that is we're not hearing anything quantitative about levels of particulate matter when the dust all gets kicked up when trucks and trains come through and so forth. What is the levels in the water really? What does it mean to be in the soil? In other words, what is safe, what is considered safe, and what is considered dangerous? And we don't seem to be getting in any of these numbers, and we'd conjure up a vision. If this was a movie, you'd conjure up a vision of a lot of teams of scientists coming in and testing things and looking at things and trying to give some kind of idea. At least as far as we know, we're not seeing that happen.
Well, when we come back, we're going to talk about what Joe Biden is doing, setting up a commission, if you will, for these aerial phenomenons called UAPs. That's their new word for them, unidentified aerial phenomenon. But real quickly, Donald Trump has claimed total exoneration after the Georgia grand jury report came out yesterday, totally exonerating him of any wrongdoing.
Yeah, that is really something. And is that going to get, for lack of a better term, trumpeted?
No.
In the mainstream media? Of course not.
No.
But it becomes a footnote if it even gets mentioned at all.
Yeah, that's it. And by the way, they're going to be, they referred some people for criminal referrals because of the lying. Boy, their testimony, and these were not the Trump people that were doing a line. It was the people on the other side of the aisle that were trying to hang Trump out to dry.
Yes, of course.
Mm-hmm.
All political, and unfortunately, Captain, it's the idea that once they get those stories out there, it was kind of like, you know, go back into the days when Mitt Romney was running for president. Oh, Mitt Romney never pays taxes. He never paid. He's a felon. He doesn't have never paid his taxes. They do that kind of stuff on purpose because they know that even when it comes out that wasn't true, not a lot of people will hear it.
All right, hold that thought, folks. We'll be right back with more bottom of the hour report. If your station's going to pay some bills, and you're going to get the news and weather, some men down there. We'll also be talking to you on the way back. But this is the Captain's America Third Watch, Friday morning edition. Plenty of stuff coming your way. Lots on the agenda. Don't go anywhere. We will be right back.
You found it. The most listened to radio program in the overnights. The Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. Lock it in and join the Captain's Army.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
USA News Update. Tim McCarver, the All-Star catcher and Hall of Fame broadcaster during 60 years in baseball, won two World Series with the St. Louis Cardinals and had a long run as one of the country's most recognized, incisive, and talkative television commentators, died Thursday. He was 81. McCarver's death was announced by baseball's Hall of Fame, which said he died Thursday morning due to heart failure in Memphis, Tennessee, where he was with his family. A Polish mother of seven has successfully given birth to premature quintuplets. Hospital's officials in southern Poland said Tuesday a Polish mother of seven has successfully given birth to premature quintuplets. The two boys and three girls were born through cesarean section on Sunday in the pregnancy's 28th week at the University Hospital in Krakow. They were put into incubators and given breathing support, but doctors say they're all doing fine given their premature birth. Julio Flores, USA News.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're tuned in to the fastest-growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us at 1-877-969-8600 or send us a direct message. Go to thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Take it away, Captain.
Well, thank you very much, Kyle. I'll do just that before we get back to you. This portion of the program brought to you by our friend Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, over at his website, MyPillow.com. Now, if you haven't checked out Mike Lindell in a while, I don't know why, because he's really got some big-time stuff going on right now. Not only has he marked a lot of his products down 50%, 60%, 70%, 80%, and in some cases 90%, he's come out with a brand-new 2.0 pillow, which is more comfortable. Got a little bit more pizzazz in it, a little more thickness to it. Keeps you cooler at night to where you don't have to worry about, you know, sweating on the pillow and this, that, and the other and all that stuff. And it's just really good news that's going on. Now, his pillows, his towels, his sheets, his slippers, his pajamas, his mattresses, his pillowcases, his mattress toppers are all on sale. And this is the time, if you ever wanted to save some money, this is the time to do it. Go over to MyPillow.com, take a look at all the things he's got. Now, where you're going to go to find them is inside the little room that's got a link on the outside that says Radio Listener Specials. Click here. That's where you're going to get all the things that we're talking about. And, of course, you get the insanely low price of $39.98 on the six-piece towel set, which is just utterly amazing because you get a bath towel that's damn near the size of a beach towel. Who does that? Well, Mike Lindell does. And you get a washcloth that is almost the size of a small bath towel. I mean, it's unbelievable. They certainly have great bangs for your buck over there. And the slippers, you can get the slip-on slippers for as low as $19.88 right now. That's the lowest price it's ever been. And I'm telling you, you can't beat it. You just can't beat it. So here's what you do. You go over to MyPillow.com. You click on the Radio Listener Specials page that's there. You use the promo code CAPTAIN, and you will immediately save money on whatever you're looking at. And the more you look, the more you'll save. So that's MyPillow.com, Radio Listener Specials page, promo code CAPTAIN. And if you want to call them up and talk to a live person, you can do that by calling 800-641-5459. That's 800-641-5459. One more time, 800-641-5459. Call them up, promo code CAPTAIN, and save a bunch of money on stuff that you're going to need to buy anyway, sooner or later. Why not buy it now when it's cheaper? All right, Kyle Warner, Professor of Politics, is back with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Did you have a question or something?
You know, I did. You know, when we think about these environmental disasters, but also the long-term effects of chemical exposure and poisoning because it's in the ground, I couldn't help but recall back to the back to the issue with what they call the Love Canal,
Buffalo,
back in the 70s in Buffalo, exactly. And of course, this was not a one-to-one correspondence. This was a company that dumped a lot of chemicals into what was called the Abandoned Love Canal. They sealed it over, and then they sold the land and so forth. But years later, all the water tables started changing because of all these rains, and then all of a sudden you had people getting this stuff in their basement, lots of unexplained illnesses, lots of other problems that turned out because this stuff was in the ground. And it made me think about that. But, Captain, I know that you know something pretty specific about Love Canal.
Well, the reason I know something is because I had just come out of the New York State Fire Training Academy, and I had just received my certification as not only a fire training instructor, but one of the things I was being trained in was hazardous materials, because that's what I was going to be when I went back to my department, hazardous materials incident commander. And because I had the opportunity for some on-the-job training, and because it was offered to me by the then State of New York Fire Training Academy that I had just within hours graduated from, they said, well, we'd like to have you go up and get some on-the-job training and actually take a look, see, for a couple weeks of what's going on and let us know what your opinion would be of different things. Well, we went up there all right, and we did the readings, and we saw the people that were left behind, and many of them didn't want to go, but when we showed them the readings and we were walking around with respirators, they weren't. Some of them had masks, some of them didn't, and they were worse than what you've seen today, by the way, trying to wear during the pandemic. They were worse. These were like paper masks, like the old style paper tissue masks, which were terrible. But anyway, we'd show them the readings. We'd show them what's going on. They'd ask us what we thought. And I said, well, if it were me and I'm not a brain surgeon, I'd put my house up for sale or say, that's it, I'm not coming back because this place is not going to come back for years. And it didn't come back for many years. And many places got torn down, almost immediately got torn down because of the contamination that was there. And it was everywhere. It was in the ground. It was in the river. It was in the buildings. It was everywhere. This is exactly what they're going through right now in East Palestine.
Yes, precisely. And we can see down the road here through experience, because of what we've encountered before, we know that eventually you will get these kinds of diseases. You'll get these kinds of terrible things visited upon the people that are there. And so in my mind, Captain, at some point, I think you'll see that they'll have to either tear it down or move people out or pay them fair market value for their property before the train derailed. Something has to happen, and the lawsuits, of course, are going to be massive. We're talking billions of dollars, I believe.
It's going to put
any kind of respiration.
It's going to put companies out of business. It's going to take investors and deplete them of their life savings if they're invested in some of these companies, and you're just going to see companies just disappear.
Yes, I agree. And in the short term, though, in the immediate aftermath, I think the people that had the big town meeting there yesterday in East Palestine, they're looking for representatives from the railroad. They weren't there, from what I understand. Representatives from the federal government, they weren't there. Pete Buttigieg wasn't there. I don't know that we've heard the president make any statement about this.
No.
But people look to, at these kinds of times, this, why do we have government? We do that in order for these kinds of emergencies. And so the people there are innocent victims of all these things. And so I just feel for them. My heart just breaks because of what they're going through.
Well, not to make a total issue out of this and not talk about anything else, there were mistakes that were made there that never should have been made. The first thing they should have done was thought about the people and got them the hell out of harm's way. Not just a mile, not just a mile and a half, but 3, 4, 5 miles, moved them that far out of the way because of that plume, that cloud, which settled in those areas. Oh, and by the way, that was the other thing. The cloud didn't go the way the prevailing winds normally go. The cloud went in the opposite direction, which is why Manchin is all bent out of shape down there in West Virginia, because all that stuff is coming his way.
Right. Now, what are the other consequences have been, and probably a consequence that the whole world and could have lived with, I think, it would have simply taken a lot more time to offload those toxic chemicals. And, yes, the railroad tracks would have been blocked for a long time, but they should have done that.
Stop a minute. Here's the problem. They should have put the fire out first, period. End of story. No toxic fumes. No plume, no nothing. Put the damn fire out. Drown it in foam. Put the fire out and then start draining those tankers. That's what they should have done.
Well, sure, and it may have taken more time in order to clear the railroad, but I know I'm with you. Exactly. That seems like that's rule number one for the fire department is put the fire out.
They wanted to.
So basic, yeah.
They wanted to, but the railroad said, no, we got a better plan. We've got people we're bringing in. We got to wait for them, and they're going to do this, they're going to do that. Yeah, well, look what they did. They destroyed the town.
Exactly.
They destroyed the town.
Right, and untold consequences downstream or downwind, and we don't know what what it really is going to look like here in the future.
Yeah, and again, I don't want to dwell on it because every day we'll find out a little bit more, a little bit more, a little bit more. But eventually they're going to have to let the cat out of the bag and talk about who did what and why they did it, because it's going to court. We know that. It's going to court. All right, hold on, Kyle. Folks, when we come back, our first Truckers Highway and Byway Report. Looking forward to it. We got a little bit of weather out there tonight, mostly up along the lakes, the northern part of the country. So don't go anywhere. I'll be right back with more here on the Captain's America Third Watch. We will be right back.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense and...
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. teamgaday.com.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com. Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Hi, this is Donna Fiducia.
And I'm Don Newen with Cowboy Logic Radio. When we're traveling the highways across America, we want to hear the captain, Matt Bruce, and his Truckers Highway and Weather Report.
Always on top of things to help America's truckers roll. That's why we listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with retired Captain Matt Bruce live at 2 a.m. Eastern Time. Be safe and keep it between the lines.
I come in last night about half past ten. That baby of mine would let me in. Moving on over. Rocking on over. Move over, little dog. Mean old dog. Told me not to mess around.
Rock it on over. Move over.
is none other than George Thorogood. George Thorogood and the Destroyers playing a little R&B there, Kyle.
Yeah, George Thorogood. I got to tell you, I mean, he really did it right, and it just he was also a great he is a great guy, from what I understand. And just to hear, I haven't heard that for a while, so it's great to hear it tonight.
Well, if you're going to hear it, you know you're going to hear it here.
That's right. That's right, George Thorogood.
All right. Well, let me read this weather because we got some really heavy weather, especially Mississippi River eastbound up along the Great Lakes and in the deep south with some big-time storms that we've got coming through right now in the Mississippi Valley. So here we go. Heavy snow, blowing snow, and a wintry mix will produce hazardous travel from the Central Plains into the Great Lakes. Severe storms with all the hazards, including the potential for strong tornadoes and heavy rain that could cause flash flooding and heavy flooding, will persist in the Mid-South and develop across the central Gulf Coast areas. Now, that includes Louisiana, Mississippi, Georgia, and the panhandle of Florida. So be advised, everybody, be on your toes. Those big thunder boomers coming your way could have a tornado in them. Be alert. Now, also, a Kona low is going to produce heavy to excessive rain coming across into the northwestern part of the United States that's been working its way across. And we'll probably see that this weekend starting out in Washington, Oregon, and Northern California. Okay, Kyle, I did part of your weather forecast, so take it away.
No problem, Captain. We're going to start up in one of my favorite places, Big Sky Country, Montana,
yep,
up in the north, of course. So we just have one basic thing to tell you about there in Montana, and that's going to be a wind advisory. If you're between Bozeman and Big Timber on I-90, you got a wind advisory in that area, so you want to be aware of that. We continue, though, down into Idaho, near Idaho Falls, and down towards Pocatello, up towards also towards Dubois. We continue with the wind chill warning, as we had just 24 hours ago here on the program, but now wind chills as low as 15 to 30 degrees below zero. So
thank
that
you.
Is cold. Yes, nobody wants to do that, but if you have to, make sure you got your fuel right, as the captain likes to remind you as
you
well.
Bet.
That's right, and high wind watches as we go down Interstate 25 from Casper, Wyoming, down towards Cheyenne, also coming up I-80, high wind warning as you head up towards Elk Mountain, so be aware of that. Winter weather advisory in the central part of Wyoming tonight. Also, it looks like we got a wind advisory in Arizona. This is going to be to the east of Phoenix, and a lot of our freeze warnings have dropped off, Captain, here in Southern California. Central Valley doesn't have a freeze warning for the first time in several nights, so that's a good thing. Just a little bit of a frost advisory up for you folks in Santa Clarita, California, north of Los Angeles. And also, in terms of weather that's happening right now, we've got some snow around Seattle, rain that goes south of that down Interstate 5, just a little north of Portland. So be careful out there.
All right, well, we're going to start right now coming out of Colorado and Kansas, northeastern corner of Kansas, north of Kansas City, and on up towards the Iowa line, just over Iowa, going into the northern part of Missouri as well. We have got right now snow along I-70, snow along I-35, snow along I-55, I-65, working its way over towards Chicago, where we've got snow around the Windy City. We have a snowstorm warning, a winter snowstorm warning north of that, going up towards Milwaukee and then coming back across Iowa over towards Des Moines. In the upper part, the upper peninsula of Michigan tonight, we have a winter storm warning. We also have a freeze warning up there for Duluth, Minnesota, so it's pretty nippy up there. The upper part of Michigan, Detroit north, all the way to the Great Lakes, Huron and Superior. You've got snow that's right there. You've got snow all along the lay shore of Lake Erie from Ripley, New York to Buffalo, and then heavy snow over to Rochester, over to Syracuse, up I-81, all the way to Watertown, up along the St. Lawrence Seaway, all the way along the northern part of New York and north of the lake up there, Lake George, and let's see, snow in Vermont, snow in New Hampshire, snow across most of Maine and the very upper part of Maine once again, where you're going to get your French fries or Presque Isle. You've got a winter storm warning, so be careful. Gale warning coming on down from Nova Scotia down to Long Island, and then you pick it up again in Jersey, and it comes all the way down to North Carolina. Now, in the mountains of West Virginia tonight, Kyle, we have major rain and major storms going on. We currently have a severe storm and a flash flood warning near Charleston, West Virginia, if you will. There's two major rivers that come together there, so I can only imagine what that might look like right now. But I-64, I-77, even I-71, you might have some effect going through there. You might have some ripple effects in some of those lower areas where it comes down off the hills, and you wind up going through those valleys. So be careful tonight. And then we have a major storm watch advisory coming down through the center part of Tennessee, on down through the central and western part of Alabama, on down to Pensacola and Mobile, and the eastern part of Mississippi to include Gulfport and Pascagoula as well. And we got a gale warning all the way along from Big Bend, Florida, all the way down to Texas, down to the Mexican border, all the way down there. And then we've got some high winds in the valley coming up out of Brownsville, Texas, all the way up to Eagles Peak up there. So that's what you got. And in the meantime, tell us about the Pilot and Flying J and why we might want to camp out there for a while, like Danny did yesterday with the bus.
Well, exactly right, Captain, because they want to be your oasis out there on the road. And also, by the way, you know, Valentine's Day is in the rearview mirror, but February continues to be Heart Month, and the good people at Pilot Flying J Travel Centers are joining the fight against heart disease and stroke as they partner with the American Heart Association and Canadian Heart and Stroke Foundation. You can stop on in. You can buy a paper heart for $1, $3, or $5. That whole amount's going to be donated to those great organizations. You can round up your purchase as well. And when you talk about purchasing stuff, you want to be part of the My Rewards Plus app. Go to pilotflyingj.com. That's pilotflyingj.com. Find out how you can get great offers, free drinks, and more. Pilotflyingj.com.
And when you guys are going to Daytona, get over there and you see that Trump bus on display there, the Make America Great Again bus, the Donald Trump bus. Go up to the driver. His name is Danny. Tell him the captain sent you. You'll be glad you did. He's a good friend, and they're there for the weekend for the Daytona 500. Can't wait to see that one, Kyle.
Absolutely.
All right, hold that thought. Folks, we're coming back with more here on the Captain's America Third Watch. It is a Friday morning, and we are just rolling across the overnight radio airwaves.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.